This is a replay of the Wednesday night, July 23rd WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine, particularly if it has absolutely no import whatsoever. And so we have Minot, North Dakota. Minot is not often in the news. Usually it's because the Souris River has flooded or something of that nature. I can't remember too many good news stories out of Minot, but this one was amusing. Now, the city and the officials are not amused, but I think it's so cute. Ground squirrels. They're small. They're a foot long. They only weigh about a pound. And these creatures, they just look adorable, and they are ferocious. What they're ferocious at is tunneling more than anything. And Minot has about 50,000 people. And the exterminators say they're pretty sure they have more squirrels than that. And so one of the exterminators says, fighting squirrels is akin to one guy standing against a massive storm. If I'm trapping and my neighbor's not trapping, well, then we're not going to get anywhere with it long term. Meaning this has to be a community effort. And so far, not. So now, ground squirrels are not unknown in Minot. They've always been somewhat of a problem. But now they are a ferocious problem. In the last few years, it's just worsened. And they don't know exactly how many, but tens of thousands for sure. And so so it is that they've gotten to the point where they know they can't get rid of the squirrels. But they're hoping to get the numbers down. Now, how exactly do you do that? And, you know, as far as that goes, the deal is that, yeah, you could bring in a predator. Snakes love to dine on squirrels. Yeah, I don't think Minot needs a snake problem. Coyotes, badgers, owls. But in residential neighborhoods, and even downtown, fortunately, there are few predators there. Well, fortunately for the residents, and really fortunately for the squirrels. But the rodents roam freely, and now they're talking about what can we do. Oh, man, this is going to get good. Yeah. From the people who brought you kudzu, right? Female squirrels typically give birth to litters about 6 babies a year. So simple arithmetic tells you that those numbers are gonna be up there. And the guy who's in charge of extermination says he's killing about 5,000 a year. How? Carbon monoxide into the holes. An air rifle, as far as that goes, more than anything. And he said, I'm getting calls everywhere, at the mall, downtown, along the highways, at the airport, every part of the city. Doesn't matter. Ground squirrels are here in Minot. And so driveways are damaged, sidewalks and lawns are damaged. It's a tripping hazard for people. And, of course, the other thing is their holes are anything but clean. You can harbor all sorts of things, including disease from fleas. So what you've got in apartment buildings is the squirrels are digging under a concrete slab against the foundation. And vacant lots are a favorite among the squirrels as well. Well, you can watch with the rodents popping in and out of the holes. And so so it is that neighbors are upset. One woman in the apartment building I just mentioned is upset because the squirrels not only dig holes, but they eat her plants. And so one squirrel got around my baby gate at the door and into my daughter's clothes in the bedroom. Yeah, you don't want to see that happening. And they're dirty. I assume they're not tremendously clean, but I would think, you know, you've got an infant. You really don't want the squirrel in there, especially without your knowledge. So now you've got Minot Air Force Base nearby. Yeah, will they be called in? They got bombers. They got ICBMs. Well, they've been fighting ground squirrels for years on the base. And the base said it trapped more than 800 dark rats. That's what they call the squirrels, dark rats. But that's just a start. The public schools are very concerned. Apparently, they're overrun by ground squirrels, a continuous battle. And the reality there is, to some extent, for the last 75 years. So it's nothing new. The facilities director from Minot Public School says, "I am not exaggerating. They are by the millions here." They may be. So three school properties have large populations of ground squirrels. And so they started using snares and poison. And, you know, but again, you got kids playing outside. So you've got an issue. And not everybody thinks the squirrels are pests. Some do find them cute and fuzzy, and they are cute and fuzzy. However, it's not helping when people sabotage, steal, and throw out the traps. And you've got people who are confronting the exterminators. In fact, heaven forbid they shoot at ground squirrels with an air rifle. And you've got people coming out of their house, "Don't you do that!" Right? So, they're just adorable. Well, they're a vermin and a pest. And dangerous when they're allowed to proliferate. And they are proliferating right now in Minot. So that's the latest news there. And I love these stories because when we moved to Arizona years ago, I turned on the news and the story was about a suburb, Avondale, which is a lower middle class suburb in the Phoenix area. And they were being overrun by hordes of chihuahuas. Not making this up. They had pictures and everything. The residents were terrorized. Some of these are gang members, for God's sakes. They're terrorized by chihuahuas. And I have no idea how they finally dealt with that problem, but I haven't heard it on the news now in over a decade, so I assume the chihuahuas were rounded up somehow. But apparently the squirrels are on the move, and they always were in Minot, so I don't think they're going to suddenly appear in areas where they never were before. But if you had a little problem before, you're going to have a big problem now. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. Well, we have auctions. And, of course, I don't know that we can top the banana spectacle, the piece of art that is a banana that is duct taped to the wall that fetches millions of dollars, and occasionally a fan eats it. And they replace the banana regularly. It's the only part they replace. But anyway, we now have another auction where a piece of Mars, the largest piece of Mars, fetches $5.3 million. Yeah, that was an auction of rare geological and archaeological objects in New York today. And that wasn't the biggest thing to go. A rare young dinosaur skeleton steals the show and fetches more than $30 million in a bidding frenzy. Yeah, I know. More money than brains. We'll get to that. So the dinosaur skeleton, which is a rock, let's get down to it, 54 pounds, NWA 16788, discovered in the Sahara Desert in Niger by a meteorite hunter in 2023 after having been blown off the surface. Oh, I guess this is the Mars story. I'm sorry. I thought that was the rock was going to be our dinosaur. It's the Mars, apparently. A massive asteroid strike traveling at 140 million miles to Earth. So the estimated sale price before the auction was $2 to $4 million, and it went over $5 million. So, but I want to know more about the dinosaur. And there were six bidders in 6 minutes. And so pre-auction, they were thinking this was going to bring about $4 million. It's one of only four of these particular skeletons, and the only juvenile of the species. And so it resembles the Tyrannosaurus rex, but it's smaller. So bidding started with a high advance, an offer of $6 million. And you know, even at that, you're kind of wondering, is it going to do that? Well, boy, did it. Like I say, right before the last bid, $26 million. Yeah. So the winner plans to loan the dinosaur skeleton to an institution. So with fees and costs, it was $30.5 million for the aforementioned skeleton. And we don't know who this was. Yeah. Third highest amount paid for a dinosaur at auction. Apparently, Apex, a stegosaurus, brought $44.6 million last year. So apparently, parts of the skeleton were found in Laramie, Wyoming. All right, there's apparently a quarry that's a gold mine for dinosaur bones. And specialists assembled over 140 fossil bones, and they've recreated the skeleton, which of course tells you they have no idea. Who knows? But they mounted it, and it's now ready to exhibit. And so apparently the last one, Apex, was acquired by Fossilogic, a Utah-based fossil preparation and mounting company, in case you need your fossils mounted. So 888-876-5593. Maybe we'll get back to Mars, or maybe one of your requests. Yeah, Billy Bob had a few, and a couple others, but we've been lingering with them as well. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. But before, wait, there's more. And I know I'm driving Brett crazy. Sorry, Brett. The deal is, I want to talk about the Sea Crane Company because it is one of my absolute favorites, don't you know? And I always talk about the CC Radio 2E because it's the radio that's by my bedside. And I like it because it is so wonderfully selective. And actually, that's true with every radio that Bob Crane has developed. They all have incredible reception. And this leads the pack, though. And what I suggest you do is don't believe me. Get yourself your standard radio, your average transistor, and get yourself a CC Radio 2E. Take that average radio tune to a weak AM station. Now take the CC Radio 2E and tune to the same station. Case closed. Yeah, it is just better. It is probably one of the best radios on the market for AM reception. And FM reception is also amazingly good. But not only that, it's not only reception, it's also, what's the sound quality? Well, with clarity, it sounds like I'm right next to you. It's a high-quality audio, and you can tweak it. You can adjust it so it sounds like you want it to sound. But big thing designed to receive long-range AM and FM. And, of course, it's got all the bells and whistles. It's got the weather alert and a weather band and all that. So it makes it a good emergency radio for that. It's got a dial light, and it's got a clock and a timer and an alarm and presets. So that's always nice to have. You can go to ccradio.com anytime. Look at the CC Radio 2E. But if you can't go online for any reason, you call them. They've got the world's best customer service. They will answer all your questions. They'll mail you a hard copy of the catalog in the mail if you like, if you can't go online. And you can order by phone as well. So that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, I think you should. That's the CC Radio 2E. Go to ccradio.com. Take a look at it. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh?
Yes.
What's weird is it only seems to happen when you're talking.
And I'm not talking
about... Yeah, you'll hear... When you start hearing calls, you're going to hear it on some of them.
Hair.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out, it seems from what I can tell, more of the higher frequencies.
Summer savings event. Advanced.
Yeah, because like when it's just like ambient room noise, there's none of it.
Natural
right.
hair the
right.
very
this
next
is what we've been
day,
facing. And
your
as I say, it's not
grow.
On my stream,
no
it's not on my recording. I don't hear it here.
Take
I don't hear it coming back to me, like your stream coming back to me on the access. Perfectly fine. So I don't know.
So get the details and schedule your...
Have you tried using a different remote or no?
Not
that I think that will help, but it's always worth trying, I guess.
Well,
advanced hair,
as, far
new
as,
hair is guaranteed
as far as
the
codec,
grow.
I'm
Check
stuck with an access. That's all I got. We have tried some of the other channels, but
yeah,
Bob
and
said
no
real
either.
Difference.
On
no.
advanced hair.
Huh.
Retirement is your reward for
but
a lifetime of hard work.
I'll do whatever you like.
But have you planned?
If you guys have gone through all those other, I mean, to be honest, it almost sounds like it's like an XLR short or something.
People live
yeah,
longer.
And where would and I figure it's not at my end.
Increases.
With yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
But,
I'll send Bill an email.
Yeah, do that. And I mean, when I say it's not at my end, I guess it could be XLR to the access itself. But
health,
yeah, my cables are fairly new and
we sit
normally
down with families
pretty
to discuss
rock
their insurance options.
Yeah, this is kind of when you wish Adam were around. He'd probably come up with something.
Preserves your care mm-hmm. and preserves your financial security.
I'll send Bill an email and maybe he can give you a call tomorrow.
Yeah. Family. And let them know that it's been
care insurance plan
been all
today
week.
With Gordon.
Okay. All right. We got about 25 here.
100-533-6242 or visit bestltcplan.com. Gordon Associates Long-Term Care Planning Insurance, because peace of mind is priceless.
Okay. Stand by.
For Demetrius Ivory's up-to-the-minute forecasts, severe weather alerts, and to track storms in your area, download the WGN-TV Weather Center app from the Apple Store or Google Play now.
Go ahead.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. K-Star, wanted to start with that. Someone called last night, wanted to hear K-Star doing Wheel of Fortune, and I forgot to write down her name. And I'm so apologetic about that. But I did want to get out of the way and play it. And hopefully whoever it was, oh, female, I'm sure, wanted to hear that they're listening. I hope so anyway. So there you have K-Star. My favorite by her is Got the World on a String. It wasn't a big hit for her, but her version, for whatever reason, is the one I just love. All right, Jeannie is a first-time caller, and she is in Belton. Welcome to WGN Radio, Jeannie.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm lucky to be alive.
Oh, man.
And I want to shout it out. I just got out of the hospital yesterday from the University of Illinois, and they treated me so well, a 91-year-old woman.
Wow.
I'll tell you, nobody wanted to operate on me at Northwestern, and I was there since February, in and out. And I found a great, great doctor, or I should say my daughter did, on the internet.
This
woman, it was a researcher. She wasn't afraid to go in and do this operation on me.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm lucky to be alive today.
Always
I listen to Raleigh, and she's so kind to people. And I'll tell you, I always like hearing her, how generous she gives of her time to James and a couple other people on there. And you don't find that, but I did find it at the University of Illinois.
That's
I've
so
never
wonderful.
Seen such great, they should be lauded. And I'll tell you, I had teams of doctors that were very good on all these hospitals, but no gynecologist wanted to touch a 91-year-old.
Yeah.
And what I had. And she's also a researcher, this doctor. And she says, you know, if you want the quality of life and you're at this age, she said, we're going to do it. And a cardiologist went along with her.
Good.
They were both great to me. And they, you know, I said, my book is ending. I said, and you know, we are all a book. We have a beginning and a middle and an end. And I said, it's my end. I don't want to live this way with
right.
all this pain and this suffering. Right. And they did it for me.
That's wonderful.
And I'm alive today.
That's so good. That's wonderful news. And I'm sure a lot of their hesitation was the anesthesia. And you sound great.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's the
so
thing.
That's so important.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's so dangerous. They're right. So I can see why people would walk away. But that's wonderful. And you sound great. So obviously it didn't affect you.
That's what they told me in the hospital.
Yeah, you do. You sound wonderful. So 91.
I mean,
all right.
I heard it like a thousand times because, you know, when you go under that anesthesia, there's like 20, 25 people in that room, in that operating room, you know, because it's a research hospital.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, when they got me all wrapped up and all in those needles and pins and everything they do with that oxygen and everything, but the first thing I did ask the doctor was, let me talk to the anesthesiologist before I go under.
Absolutely.
I said, you know, that's very important to me. Because my husband was a Korean veteran, and I will not go into all what he suffered.
Oh, yeah.
The thing was, many years, and, you know, I know what that does. Because you open heart surgery, bone cancer, esophageal cancer, diabetic, the whole works, you know.
Yeah.
So I knew how important it was. And I said, please let me talk to him before
right.
I go under. So he came to me two times.
Good.
And he says, we're going to do it. But the cardiologist, if he wouldn't have said yes,
right.
I would have never gotten the operation because of my age. They were afraid of my age.
Oh, absolutely
and,
they were. No, I know. It was a gamble, but boy, it sure paid off for you. I am so glad to hear this. This is absolutely wonderful news.
I know, and I wanted Raleigh to know that.
Well, you're talking to her. You're talking.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, you are. But
you're so wonderful too. What is your name?
No, I am Raleigh. If you hang on, we got the news, and I'll talk to you on the air right after the news. Don't go away.
Oh my goodness,
right, stay
Raleigh.
Right where you are.
I thought it was somebody else.
Nope, it's me. Hang on. Don't go away.
I think you're fantastic.
Stay where you are. We'll talk right after the news. Don't go away. All right, and that's where we'll pick it up on WGN Radio. We'll be right back. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. That's Jimmy Forrest. He wrote it with Duke Ellington, Night Train. Yeah, biggest record of 1952. Number one for 7 weeks in the spring of 52. And since the genie said she was 91, I assume that she was just getting out of high school about that time.
You're right. I graduated in June of 52. So, and that's so funny. You played Night Train. Yeah. My husband was a railroad man.
Oh, perfect.
36 years on the railroad. So when my granddaughter came in from New York, she was a flight attendant for JetBlue. So she came in and she's expecting her first child December 6th.
Oh, wow.
So I told the doctors, just get me through so I can see my first grandson. We know it's a boy. And they both did.
Well, it sounds like you will be around for a long time. You sound better than most people I talk to. So this is terrific.
Oh, well, thank you. That's what they all said at the hospital.
Yeah.
And the young kids that were, you know, I've been through a lot. It goes back to February. You know, it's a funny thing. The young people just love talking to me. And I find that I like that because that's our future.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, if I can change some people, and I think I did with talking with them, and that made me happy inside. And I think that got me through because, you know, you read so many headlines about what the kids do and all that. And I said, it invigorated me, you know, to have all these conversations. And that's what really got me through. And, you know, my family strength. I only had one daughter. Yeah. There was complications when she was born back in 56. And I've got two grandchildren. And like I said, my granddaughter came in, my grandson. And he's 46, and she's going to be 42 in December when she has the baby. And I told the doctors, you know what? If you can do this, and I'm game for it, I said, I want to see that first grandson. So they got me through it. And, you know, they didn't think, you know, I had a doctor, Riley, at Northwestern. I'm sorry to say, there were five of them, actually. But she was in the, it was terrible. She looked at the problem I had. And she said, I've been a doctor for 25 years. And I've never seen one that large. I won't even attempt it. And then she had this long reddish hair, and she flipped it back. And then she says, well, goodbye now. And I'm thinking to me, you're a doctor 25 years, and you're not compassionate? My goodness gracious. But anyway, the good Lord helped me, bless me, and I am blessed.
It's a wonderful, it's such a wonderful story. You've made my night.
Well, thank you. But, you know, you make many nights for a lot of people. And that's, you know, the men that work the night shifts, like my husband on the railroads and the truckers, the people that have to be in those hospitals all night long with so much today, all the diseases and all the shootings and the stabbings and all the things going on, drugs. It's amazing, you know, and they need something. And you are part of it. You know, to listen that you play really songs from every genre. I mean, I don't know. You really have an art for that.
It's my pleasure to do it, but I am indebted to everybody like the hospital workers and all that who are making such a tangible difference in people's lives, and that's often a thankless job, and it's a hard job. So if anybody's listening who is doing that, thank you.
Right. I thank them, too, with you.
Absolutely.
I think that's so important. Very important.
Well, I'm so glad you called.
You just keep up the good work because you're very good, and I help you make it to 100.
All right. Well, I want you to call me again. I want you to keep me up until you're seeing the grandchild. I want to hear from you regularly to know how you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. I will do that.
All right. I'm counting on it.
High risk, you know, as we females know. It's a high risk. But Mount Sinai in New York, they're taking good care of her.
That's great.
So we hope that she can get through it.
Yeah.
She's got pictures, you know, of the new, you know, how technology is.
Oh, yeah.
So I've gotten to see the little one.
Yeah.
So it's really doing good. He's not disease, you know, how they do all that testing today.
Oh, yeah.
We know it's a well baby, and that's very important.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
that's
you know,
everything.
Raleigh, good luck to you. And I really appreciate you, and you're doing a lot for all of us.
Well, thank you.
Don't forget that.
And I'll look forward to
hearing
from you soon.
And I know you've been through a lot, too.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you
it.
Again, and bye-bye for
all
now.
Right, so doesn't she sound great? Man, 91. Yeah, class of 52. It was a great year musically. And Night Train, probably the biggest. And Jimmy Forrest, so many, I think it's been done by like 300 people, but Jimmy Forrest was the first. He wrote it with Duke Ellington and number one for 7 weeks. So, yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593. But when you think about it, when you think about where technology was in 1952, you know, I mean, we had television, rudimentary though it was, and in places like Chicago, you definitely had television. Now, if you grew up in a small town, maybe you haven't gotten it yet, but before the end of the decade, community antenna television will bring you something. But you think about how rudimentary it was. You know, you're making a long-distance call, you're still talking to the operator. You have phone exchanges. Yeah, you're not going to dial direct. You're at Hawthorne 3 or Union 6 or whatever. Yeah, so, and you look at it now. All the changes that Jeannie lived through and everybody, it's just, you know, life is ever changing. But in the last couple hundred years, especially the Industrial Revolution leading up to the advent of digital, we're seeing changes that I don't think there's ever been this quick a shift in society. And it is interesting to watch it roll out. And I'm very encouraged that young people want to talk to Jeannie because, very often, knowing the past is what you will prevent you from making the mistakes in the future. And very often we forget about it. But where we are right now, unfortunately, we're not going to belabor this because it sounds almost political. But the reality is technology, science is eclipsing logic. And we eclipsing, I shouldn't say logic, I should say wisdom more than anything. And we yet don't have the wisdom to know what we shouldn't be doing with it. But that'll come too. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
From one little kiss and a lot of loving, you build a big mansion of love. High on a hill of happiness, with someone that you've been dreaming of. You build a wall all around with a lot of loving, all around your mansion of love. Then one day you hear a strange little sound, trying to tear your mansion down. Whoa, 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 chip, chip, you tell a little lie. Chip, chip, you make your baby cry. Chip, chip, you cheat a little bit. Chip, chip, you quarrel over it. Oh, oh, oh. One day you're gonna discover one little wrong leads to another. Chip, chip, a chipping away, chipping at your mansion of love. One little spark when it starts to glowin' can warm a big mansion of love. One little wrong brings on the gloom, puts a chill in a heavy room. Whoa, 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 chip, chip, you tell a little lie. Chip, chip, you make your baby cry. Chip, chip, you cheat a little bit. Chip, chip, you quarrel over it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. One day
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, when Fran wanted to hear Chip Chip, I was happy to play that because, yeah, I love Gene McDaniels, and, of course, that's a wonderful Snuff Garrett production. And, you know, Gene had so many great hits on Liberty produced by Snuff, and behind the scenes, they fought terrifically. And the problem was that Gene fancied himself to be, I won't say operatic, but a serious singer. And here's, here's Snuff Garrett producing rock and roll hits. And so, you know, I can't tell you how many times, he had to again say what he said to so many artists. Liberty is a for-profit company. We make hits. But Gene McDaniels didn't want any part of it. But grudgingly, he sung them. And we're lucky for that because they are just great records all the way around. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's my phone number. And I've had a lot of phone numbers that are in demand because for one reason or another, they're easy to remember or what have you. And so it's not unusual that my phone numbers wind up in places where I wish they weren't. Yeah, either mistakes. There was a legal filing, actually, where a law firm had one of my phone numbers on all their paperwork, and that was actually just typos. But can't tell you how many calls I got from the courts for a while on that. And then in California, when Security Pacific was still around, they, in all of their manuals for every branch, they had a lot of branches, was my phone number for refis. And, of course, I can't tell you how many calls I got. And what really drove me crazy about that is they reprinted the manual and didn't fix the phone number. And so that's when I waged war. And the next call I got, because normally I would say, you got the wrong number. Well, no. Then I started to tell people that their home had been foreclosed and everything else. And, Security Pacific was just furious, calling me and threatening me. I said, you are giving out my phone number. I will say what I want. They reprinted their brochures or manuals or whatever it was, lists. But yeah, I think they realized I had them. These people are calling me. I can say whatever I want. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We had to foreclose on that. Yeah. But why am I telling you this? Well, there's a woman in British Columbia outside of Vancouver, and she is getting calls. Oh man, is she getting calls for a missing cat that does not exist. And it's all because of a t-shirt. So here is the deal. The calls are coming in, people claiming they found Torbo, the missing cat. Well, actually, the British Columbia couple does have a cat. It's named Mauser, and it isn't missing. So here it is, like six times a day, she's getting these phone calls. And the reason that they're claiming that they found her cat is they want money. And she's like, I'm sorry, my cat's at home in that air conditioning. And what it was there was a t-shirt company in New York. And the shirt features a missing cat poster and this woman's phone number. And so now the company says, okay, we pulled the shirt from the online store. They're saying the use of a real number with the art created was not intentional. No, I'm sorry. If it's a real area code and 7 digits follow up, it very well may be a real number. And you might say, well, she could change her phone number. Here's the problem. As you know, area codes, the original area codes, the ones we all knew by heart, at least I did, they're rare now because they have overlays and other distinctions. So this woman has a 604. She's got the original Vancouver area code, and she wants to keep it. But if she changed her number, she'd lose it. She's like, I'm not changing my number. Change your shirt. So they have changed the shirt, which is nice. Yeah. Well, believe me, I know what it's like to be victimized by calls. We have a deranged woman who, I think I've recorded up to 6,000 messages now. I keep in a file and, keep hoping something untoward will happen to her so that she no longer has a phone because she's got one of these caller ID, spoofers. And so she can continue to change her number and I can block them all day long, but she's still going to leave messages. Now, normally you'd say, well, just ignore them. No, this woman will leave 12 messages in a row, 5 minutes each. Unfortunately, that's how long the message is. And what's the problem? Well, of course, I don't listen to them. As soon as I, hear the first tone of the first, I realize, okay, we're not listening to this crap. And we don't. But inadvertently, I can't tell you how many times when I've dumped her messages, I've dumped a legitimate call. Yeah, somebody that I would have need to have heard from. So it's been a few years. And man, I tell you what, something's got to happen to this woman somehow. I don't know what, but the Lords of Telephony, I hope they'll smile on us. Oh, speaking of which, new moon tomorrow night. So write your prosperity checks and you know the deal there. And so if you're wondering for an exact time, the new moon will be at 2:11 Chicago time tomorrow. In the afternoon on the 24th. So write that prosperity check. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, let me introduce you to Mary Ann Winkowski. That's MaryAnnWinkowski.com. And you'll be able to read all about the prosperity checks and the law of abundance. All right, Cindy is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I'm really excited because bums are on sale. And usually this time of year, I don't do it every summer.
What is it that's on sale?
plums. Red ones, and I'm going to get the red ones. And then I'm making a plum tart from Lydia Bastianich cookbook from PBS. So anyhow, and I'm, you know, just, you know, just going to buy some whipped cream in the can. But then anyhow, I have a sad story. I guess you had a happy story, and I don't know if you, you know, I could. But south of Rockford, like on a farm, I don't know how it works with crop dusters. But somebody, I don't know if it was this morning I heard it or yesterday morning on the news radio 78 that a crop duster plane crashed and the guy died and the airplane completely burned up.
Yeah.
This is horrible. But I mean, is, you know, I asked Mike, isn't there any remedy if the plane is crashing? And he said, well, they don't get high enough for like a parachute. You know,
well, no, you wouldn't be able to parachute out of it that way, no. Sadly, it happens. Yeah, and the pilot, of course, was killed, and that was, I think, southwest of Rockford. I did hear about that. But, yeah, it happens.
Thing, yeah, it happened before, because, like, when my family was still living in Wisconsin, by Lily Lake and Burlington, just by, you know, and I would go on Route 12 and get off, at around, I think it was Kenosha County exit with Route 50, and I would pass a crop duster plane just before the exit, and I think it was about 20 years ago that plane went down, and I don't remember what happened.
Well, actually, in this case, and I got the news coming up, but in this case, there's 100 people who were affected because they have no electricity. So this crash, unfortunately, knocked out electricity for 100 customers. So, yeah.
Okay, well,
all right.
I have a request.
Well,
Spanky and our gang, Lazy Days.
Okay, good deal. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later. All right, I'll get it on, I promise. All right, so, yeah, Lazy Day. Not a terrible record. All right, so 888-876-5593. You're going to check out the news and more on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's what. Why can't I think of her name all of a sudden? Cindy. What Cindy wanted to hear. Spanky and Our Gang. George Fischoff wrote that with Tony Powers. And George was wrote a number of things. Interesting guy. Wrote something in the 70s, Piano Dancing, which was kind of a minor instrumental. And for whatever reason, he also wrote things like 98.6 by Keith and all that. But for whatever reason, I played this record on the air, and I couldn't believe it. I actually got a letter from him and an autographed copy of Piano Dancing, which I think I probably packed yesterday as we continue to move from one place to another, some of our stuff. So anyway, that's what Cindy wanted to hear, and happy to do it. Now, 888-876-5593. Jan is in Dallas. Okay, you heard Nag yesterday, I hope.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Would you mind playing The Crystals, and Then He Kissed Me?
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, happy to do it, Jan. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So let me write this down. Crystals. Then it could be. Okay. He kissed me in a way like I've never kissed before. All right. So write Jan's name next to it so I won't forget. Now, Elizabeth in Rock Falls, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Hot.
Oh, man.
Well, you're in a heat dome.
Oh, I know. And you know, you've got humidity on top of it. It's the worst possible combination.
Yeah, it's
so
terrible.
I'm going to ask, how's Mr. Chubbs?
He doesn't like the heat.
Well, who does? That's a discerning animal. I don't blame him at all.
If my air conditioning quit, I think he'd leave home.
Oh, God. Yes. Well, exactly. We'd all be walking out the door about then. That becomes a crisis. Yeah.
I think the heat index is supposed to be 110 tomorrow.
Oh, lovely. Just lovely.
Well, anyway, I called about crop dusters. Do you know much about them?
Well, I don't know that much about them, but I know Cessna, interestingly, when they first made that 188, which was about 65, that was about the first time a plane had been developed specifically for crop dusting, for ag purposes.
Right.
Until then,
right.
Other planes had been, you know, retrofit and all that. But that 188 was almost a 20-year run. And when I heard about that crash, the first thing I do was like, okay, I want to look up the craft. And it was a T-188C, so it was a Husky. And that mm-hmm. would have been built somewhere between 78 and 85 when the run ran. And it's a pretty reliable plane, but the pilot hit the power wires.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, all bets are off then, so I don't blame the plane.
Well, what happened here was I have a big cornfield right smack in front of me, right
uh-huh.
across the road.
Uh-huh.
I have another cornfield off to my east. I was out watering my plants a few days ago, and I heard this roar, and this yellow plane came swooping in. I swear he was maybe 20 feet off the top of the corn.
Right.
And he just straight away went over to the other field, and well, I headed inside because I didn't want to get sprayed.
Right, exactly. You could be drenched with that crap.
It went on for, I'd say, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Between this field and that field and maybe another one. But they're like daredevil pilots.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know,
it's
funny. Years ago, many years ago, mothers would say to their sons who were flying, well, now make sure you fly low and slow. Well, of course, that's the most dangerous possibility. You don't want to be either of those things. But crop dusters, by definition, are low and slow. And so they all are. And and some of those pilots are wildcatters, no doubt about that. Now, unfortunately, the 188 is pretty reliable compared to what they could be in. Some of them are in choppers, and I wouldn't do that. Absolutely no way. But I like you, I would be more concerned. What are they spraying? Because you can be drenched with that stuff.
It's supposedly not toxic.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course it's not. Of course it's not. Yeah. Well, of course, you know, my studio is in Globe. Globe has the distinction of being the only place in the continental United States where the government sprayed Agent Orange on us.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, they were trying to defoliate the forest. Well, unfortunately, they killed people. You know, some poor woman was getting her mail on a Sunday morning and literally drenched to the skin.
Like Vietnam.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, that's where it was used. The Vietnam and Globe, Arizona. Yeah. So, I don't buy for a minute that it's non-toxic.
Well, the poor kid that was killed was only 23, so I imagine he was trying to make some money and...
Well,
I don't know what happened. They haven't said what caused it.
Oh, no, he clipped the power lines. That's what happened.
I know, but why?
Well,
he was just taking off. He was fully loaded.
Right.
He was just taking off, and right then and there, he crashed into the power line.
Right, right.
So I don't know if it was something he did or something with the plane or what they'll find out.
But they will find out. That's for sure.
Right.
Unfortunately, by its nature, there are a lot of crashes with crop dusters. You know, so
I mean, no, because it's just scary to watch them.
Well, it can be dangerous. But for a young kid, especially getting some hours in that way, under normal conditions, that would be great. That'd be, I think he was probably having a ball. What went wrong? Well, I guess we're going to find out.
No, it's just sad.
It is sad.
Can I tell you, you have time for a funny story?
Absolutely.
Was thinking about this on the 4th of July. My husband and I went up to Hayward, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
to relive his childhood memories of camping and fishing up there. So we drove all the way up there. We stopped in a bar and had something to drink, started for home. We came up to this little town that was having a 4th of July parade. And my husband said, I'm not waiting for that. So he turned left.
Okay.
And he went a block, then he turned right, and he went about three blocks, and then he turned back right again. And there must have been a lull in the parade, but all of a sudden we were in the middle of
it. Oh, that's great. That's great.
And I was waving at people like Queen Elizabeth was
waving. Perfect. Perfect.
And they were staring at us like, who the heck is that?
Right. No, the only thing worse is getting in a funeral procession.
Oh, that'd be worse. I wouldn't be waiting.
Right, well, no, yeah, exactly. That's great. Good for you.
Well, my husband said, stop that. Stop that waving. I said, no,
Did anybody wave back?
No, they just stood there with these blank looks on their faces.
Oh, geez.
Who are they? Who is that?
Well, how unfriendly is that?
One of my happy memories.
I love that story. That is wonderful. Well, stay cool. Yeah, stay cool, and let me know what you hear about the crop duster, and I'll let you know what I hear.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
It climbs almost, 700 feet per minute. It's pretty good plane all the way around, but obviously, yeah, something happened there, and I don't know when we'll find out. But Frank is a first-time caller in Chicago. Maybe he knows. Frank, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, thank you very much. So we shouldn't trust anything going over our crops?
Pardon me?
We shouldn't trust anything going over our crops.
I don't know what it is. No, I'm not talking about your crops. I'm saying if you're outside and someone's spraying something, you're not going to know what they're spraying. I'm not talking about your crops.
it's not my crops.
Yeah, anybody's.
It's everyone.
Anybody's crops.
Farmers in
yes.
general.
I would.
Anyone in rural America.
Yes, and that's where I am. Like I say, that's where I am. And as I just explained, I'm in an
where
area.
Where are you at?
I'm in Globe, Arizona. I'm in an area where the government actually sprayed Agent Orange on us. So I know all about this.
Okay, but you're telling people.
I'm not telling people
anything.
In other
parts of the country.
Not telling people anything.
Do not trust anything sprayed on their crops.
You heard me say that? You heard me
no.
say You heard me say that?
No.
Right, and I didn't say
but
that.
What are you alluding to?
I'm not alluding to anything. I'm just saying if you're outside and something is spraying, you probably don't want to be downwind of it. I'm not saying what they're spraying, where they are. It's just common sense. Has nothing.
And how long has this been going on?
I'm not 100% sure where we're going with this, but it sounds to me like you've got an agenda, and it might even be political, which is the one thing we don't do on this show. So I'll bid you farewell and ask you not to call again. Thank you, Frank. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, Elizabeth is a first-time caller, and she is... I don't know where she is. All right, Elizabeth, where are you?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself? Where are you?
I'm in Dalton. That was my grandma Jean that called you earlier.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
She's wonderful. Yes,
yes.
She loves you.
Yes. No, just terrific. Man, she's doing great.
I'm so grateful that I knew she would do great. I'm a prayerful person.
Yeah.
But to see how she actually came out of that surgery. She mentioned my grandfather, who was her husband, and I remember him going in for his heart surgery. And when he came out, he was still very strong-willed, but he wasn't the same. And she came out with that beautiful voice after anesthesia.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
unbelievable. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, you talk about a miracle. That literally is a miracle.
And I believe in miracles. And yeah. I saw a butterfly when we got the confirmation that she was okay.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I told her because she loves butterflies. But Raleigh, she forgot to ask you to play a song, and that's why she asked if I could call you back, because she really can't talk so much, but she loves These Foolish Things, and she forgot to ask you if she
okay,
could, or request
that. These Foolish Things, does she have a favorite artist, or do I just pick?
I think you should pick.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
she trusts you, and
it's
she loves you.
It's been done by over 200 people, so, all right, I will pick one, and I will absolutely play it. But now, are you the granddaughter that's expecting?
I am, yes, I'm also a former flight attendant, so everything you were talking about really was intriguing to me.
Oh, yeah, and you were on JetBlue?
I was, and I was also with Endeavor Air.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you know, we study, we look in our spare time, and when you're in class before you graduate, you go through an emergency situation, and you also learn about crashes so that you can communicate effectively if an emergency is ever to occur on one of your flights, you know, and a lot of the pilots you meet. I remember I became a flight attendant during COVID, and a young boy got on the plane and I said, "You're going to fly this thing?" And he was like, "Yes, ma'am. I was a crop duster." And I was like, "Oh, no way." And I was like, "How old were you when you started that?" And he's like, "I was a teenager."
Right.
And I was like, "Oh."
Oh, absolutely. You know? And, of course, things like Endeavor Air, these are, I believe that's the regional for Delta. But
yes, it is.
The regional airlines, I mean, you really get your workout on some of those planes. So, you know, there's a lot of runs that you're making a lot of stops. I'll say that.
Yes, ma'am. 5 flights a day sometimes. Give me a Steadfast ERJ anything.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Yeah, but I always thought those planes were fun. I like to feel the forces when I fly, and you do in those planes, and I think that's kind of neat. I'd rather be on that than, you know, the flying living rooms that they have out there.
Absolutely, Raleigh. You sound like you got jet fuel in your blood.
Yeah. Well, I gave up commercial flying. I had a spate. I had like 10 flights in a row commercially in 1999. I got off the last one. I said, I am never flying commercial again. I'm done. And I never have.
Yeah.
I just never have. Thousands of flights later, I said, there's no way. If somebody doesn't have a plane and won't take me, I'm not going. So, not doing it. So my hat's off to everybody, especially. I've got a friend who's a flight attendant. She's with Delta now, but she was originally Pan Am. And so...
Right.
So she lost half her seniority when Pan Am went down. But she's still flying, and she's in her 70s. And
love it.
Yeah.
Senior mama is what we call the folks who've been in aviation for at least 15 years plus.
Yeah.
So much knowledge. If I ever got into an emergency, she'd be the first person I look to. That's
oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Well, good deal. Well, hopefully your pregnancy will be completely uneventful, and hopefully...
Exactly.
Yeah, hopefully your grandmother will let me know, but I'm delighted you called, and I hope you will again.
Thank you so much, Raleigh. You take care, and I'm so glad to know you now, and I will be listening for you. You be well.
You too. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Take
All
care.
Right. So, first child. Yeah, that's exciting. So, 888-876-5593. I will find a version of These Foolish Things that I like and play it next on WGN Radio.
Darling, you're gone and left. Now, all I have left are memories. Memories like a sea.
WGN Radio. I'm going to start that again after the news, but I just realized that we're about to break for it. And yeah, I thought Clyde McFetter doing lead on a Billy Ward and the Dominoes record on Federal, 1953, would be the way to go. I also have a James Brown version maybe we'll play. All that and more coming up after the news on WGN Radio.
Darling, you're gone and left. Now, all I have left are memories. Memories like a cigarette that bears lipstick's traces and airline tickets to romantic places. foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant.
WGN Radio. Yeah, Billy Ward, the Dominoes, Clyde McFadder doing lead, just rightfully left. And, of course, Jackie Wilson took over lead for a while with Billy Ward's group. But that song was around from the 30s, and there are probably close to 600 versions out there. And Nat King Cole had a nice one in 57. Maybe we'll play that later. But James Brown did one. And, so that's probably worth hearing as well, just because it's a little unexpected. All right, so 888-876-5593. Karen is in Madison. Karen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Hi, Riley. I just heard about, was that Cindy with the crop dusters?
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard what it was about. And so somebody drove right in the ground?
Yeah, well, we don't know precisely why. There was, obviously, it's a one-person plane, and that one person is the pilot, and he's dead. But it took off yesterday morning near Mount Morris, just like southwest of Rockford, and it clipped some power lines and went down. There's 100 customers without power still right now.
Ooh.
But in terms of exactly what happened, we'll wait to hear. Because there'll be obviously an investigation in that. It's those Cessnas, those 188s. It was a series of planes from like 1965 to 1985. I think the first one actually went online in 66. But anyway, they're workhorses, and you know. Obviously, crop dusting has its dangers. You know, the old you're flying low and slow.
Yeah.
And so,
I always want to be one.
Well, you're not alone.
I love flying planes. Did I hear you?
No,
fly planes?
Unfortunately, I would have loved to, but my vision prevents me from even thinking about it.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
You don't need to look because I went from Madison to Lone Rock and back.
Oh, that's great.
I did some flips in the air and, some ups and downs. I just didn't land it it was just, and when I was doing it, I thought, why couldn't anybody just walk into this field of, a field in the middle of Wisconsin countryside and just, open the hangar and take off on a plane.
Well, you kind of have to know what you're doing. really do.
Well, you just have to know how to operate a plane.
Yeah.
But we just walked down there.
Yeah.
Well, it was her plane, but still, she's just enough. Well, anyway, I just thought if I say. Has Jim called in at all?
Not tonight. I expect I will hear from him because I know today's the day he usually sees the retina specialist, so we'll see what's going on when he calls.
I hope he doesn't. I just worry whenever there's so many tornadoes. My gosh, the other day there was, and there's so many down by where he is. So now, I worry about people. So I worry. Yeah, I worry about the world, but when I know he's down there and they say, Janesville, I got evil cousins in Janesville, and then I like Jim over in Richmond, so I just kind of wanted to not come, but I just hope he's okay. Because I worry about him having to go down the basement.
Yeah.
And the sirens, it's drives. But I'll let you go with this. Can I just tell you something?
Sure.
Tell you all a joke. Up and on an uplifting. Why were 19th century spiders ahead of their time?
Why?
They all had websites.
They did. That's absolutely true. I love it.
Yep, and there's a little picture to go with it.
That's great.
There's a story for this for a different time, but maybe y'all could help me decide what to do with this. But I won't get into it now. I'll get off, and maybe somebody else will come call.
All right.
Okay?
All right,
so
good deal.
Have a good weekend. I hope that you feel better.
Well, thanks.
And everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does.
All right. Good deal. Oh, yeah. Well, call me back and tell me your story. All right. Thanks.
I will.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Nick is in Baltimore. All right, Nick. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm doing okay. A little back pain, but okay.
Oh, back pain is the worst. It's just the worst.
Well, it stems from an operation I had that didn't work out, but I'm fine.
I hope so.
It's just
it's a pain. Yeah, right, exactly. A pain.
it's a pain. Yeah.
Right.
I had a question. I told John. Well, request. I have a request.
Oh, you do?
All right. Agent 00 Soul.
Oh, yeah. All right.
1965. Yeah. What was that? Edwin Starr?
Yes, of course.
Can you play that whenever?
Yes, then, I'll be happy to.
Maybe on Monday night or whatever.
No, I'll try to get it on tonight.
Okay. The other question I had, a friend of mine, Rick, down in Arkansas, he said you at one point you worked in Baltimore.
I wouldn't call it working, but yeah, for Woody Sudbrink and Hal Gore at WTOW 1000.
Okay.
Woody would buy these deals that, you know, in the early days, in the 60s, it was a great deal where the FMs were doing nothing. And the AM, he'd always turn preaching and teaching religion because he was in that circuit and, you know, he was able to sell all the preachers. And meanwhile, he would, you know, first thing he'd do, he had an engineer, Bob Jones, who was great. Bob Jones would do the engineering and they'd improve the signal. And they put Schulke Easy Listening on it, hence WLIF in Baltimore. But he did that in a number of markets and cleaned up when he sold those FMs.
Okay, so you were over there. You were at TOW then.
Yeah, right, exactly. And a friend of mine. Yeah, I'd been at First Houston KYED. That the FM became KYND.
So were you there when it was Beautiful Music? Or
yes. Oh, absolutely. I was only dealing with the AMs. The FMs. What he would do was take the FMs, you know, he had to deal with Schulke and Schaefer Automation, and he'd put them all Beautiful Music. But to fund the upgrades, the AMs were preaching and teaching. So, you know, you'd get to know all the preachers is what was going on because they were buying the time.
1570.
That's right, the big 1570 and 1000. Yeah.
Were they 1,000 watts or 5? I think they were
1,000 watts. I remember.
Okay.
But before that in Houston at KYED, it was funny because they bought it from Morales. I think his first name was Felix. But anyway, Morales. It was a Spanish station, KLVL. And Woody was going to pay for the AM and the FM $100,000. And Morales said, I want cash. And so Hal Gore goes and hands him a cashier's check. And he said, no, you don't understand. I want cash. And Hal Gore had to go around to various banks and count out $100,000 on Morales' kitchen table. So, I mean, that's literally the way it was. And, you know, they always installed Ray Cassis as the general manager, who was great. I loved Ray. And, you know, so yeah, when you say, have you worked Baltimore radio? I don't know if you count that as radio, but spend some time in Baltimore.
Okay. Well, you've been everywhere then.
32 American cities.
Even here. Well, you know, the thing about that LIF thing, you know, their tower came down.
Yeah.
So you know about that. Because I saw, actually, a friend of mine, we drove up there one time on that hill, and the tower was still there down on the ground. They hadn't taken it away.
Right.
I mean, they'd built a new tower, but
right.
It was quite a sight to see.
And sadly, it's...
It went on reduced power and everything.
And sadly, it's Odyssey now. Oh, man.
Yeah, so. And they sound like everybody else.
Right, right.
It basically is a pop stick. I mean, I don't know. To me, I can't listen to it, but...
Well, it's a tough thing. All that, and I think 1570 is now a sports station. I think NST or something, it's still on the air.
Oh, the 1570. Yeah,
Sports Talk 1570.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean it's a nest.
But LIF, yeah. I can't listen to.
No, well, all of those easy listening stations are between a rock and a hard place because their audience, as far as, you know, easy listening, it just isn't there anymore. You can't do that. And many of these stations had been number one in their markets. In fact, the first number one FM stations in America were both Schulke stations in 1970, Grand Rapids and West Palm Beach. And so, you know, they were enjoying some success. Well, it's tough. Nobody likes to make a change when they're actually still getting billing. And so what they try to do is morph into something else. And, you know, it's usually a nice word for failure. And it's tough. You know, I would not want that. You're actually better off if you have absolutely nothing, because when there's nothing to lose, you might take a shot. But, you know, when you got that billing and you're trying to protect it, well, we'll add some vocals. Well, we'll make it a little younger. Well, yeah, on and on. And, yeah.
That's what they did.
That's what they all do. And, you know.
It was nice for a while, though. But it now it's just it sounds like a rock station to me.
Well, the other thing, of course, is easy listening stations were great because people at work, secretaries and the like, but, I mean, at work would be on continually. So, you know, you'd basically, it was sort of like Muzak in a way. You'd have people listening for 8 hours a day at work, and it was very non-offensive. You know, you hear Steppenwolf with Strings, basically, or what, but, you know, because I remember Bonneville had Lex Azevedo, who would take all the rock records and turn them into easy listening records. And they do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no, it's true. When I say Steppenwolf with Strings, I am not exaggerating. That's what they would do. And, yeah, Lex did all this stuff. And, I mean, some of the stuff, like, you know, I remember I was listening to LIF one day, and they played a really nice version of Candy Girl, the old Four Seasons record, instrumental. I liked it. So, you know. But yeah, it's a tough position to deal with that, and most of them are trying to hang on to all the bucks, and just like network radio in the mid-50s, you know, the network stations weren't giving up all that revenue, so here comes independent top 40 eating their lunch, so same kind of deal.
Well, but what happens is I know it. I'm not in that demographic anymore because they don't want any of us, right? But there's really nothing to listen to now.
Well, that's actually true. You know, if you look at it, the country is so big when it comes to right. music, and I always look at country as being more like male AC. You know, it's sort of like the last resort. Where else do you go? You know, and there isn't. And of course, I was hoping when HD radio came around that we were really going to start to see, you know, some nice alternatives, and you know. You don't, unfortunately. Most of the time, it's just sold, and you know, that's the end of that. Used as a way to get a translator where a translator shouldn't be, and all that kind of stuff.
That's what happened here.
Yeah. Oh, everywhere. I'm telling you, and it's the best way to you know, avoid those pesky 60 dB contour rules. Put it on an HD that covers the area where you want to plot that translator down and go, you got it. That's what they're using them for. But, you know, I was sort of hoping that, you know, like, I think back fondly to Music of What's Left of Your Life, you know, the Al Ham format and things like that.
Right.
Of course, Format 41 was geared toward the 41-year-old female in 1980, so you can make an argument that they were trying for the demos, but, you know, I take some of the stuff that was played on that, but no, you're not going to get it. And forget about my obscure R&B oldies. Just forget about it. I was playing Ling Ting Tong on KJAA the other day, and John turned to me and said, you know, you've got to be the only radio station in America that plays Ling Ting Tong. I said, yeah, count on it. So I got another email. Well, speaking of that, yeah, and then I'll let you go, but you'll love this. You know, syndicators are always wanting to get you to carry their programming. So I got this email, and you know KJAA. and you know what KJ sounds like. And this email was all about why I wanted Cousin Brucey on my radio station. And I literally couldn't stop laughing. You know, I finally wrote the guy back and I said, I don't think you've heard none of the hits all the time, you know. So anyway, but yeah, I could have given him 20 reasons why I didn't want Cousin Brucey on my radio station. So anyhow, that's it for me.
He wouldn't fit.
To say the least. All right. All right.
They're syndicating that thing, but it wouldn't fit.
Well, or anywhere, unless there's a heavy New York population. Otherwise, people are going to look at each other. John's coming in here saying, you better break right now or else. So that's or
all
else,
right.
And I'll talk to you soon. Call me again soon.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. All right, so this is or else on WGN Radio.
Cigarette that bears a lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stubborn words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground painted swings.
WGN Radio. You did a nice job on it, don't you think, James Brown? These foolish things. We'll compare notes in the final hour next, right after the news on WGN Radio. Okay. I'm Robbie James. That should have been an A side. I tell you what, yeah, Brenda Holloway. Fran said she wants some Brenda Holloway, and I figured, well, I don't know if she remembers. I'll be available as Flipside operator. Smokey produced it and wrote it, and I thought it was a fine record in 1965 that virtually no one's heard. So, yay for Brenda Holloway. So now we've got Jim in Richmond and Carl in Riverside and Robert in Stickney. But at the end of the show, Naota was still hanging on. I said, you call me tomorrow night, and when I see your name, you will be first. So say, Naota, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you so much. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Everything's pretty good. But it's pretty hot. Yeah, you know, it's obviously summer, so.
Okay. All right. All right. So what's up?
I always wondering, how can I vocalize this, a series of design, mix of nature and technology, it was pretty popular, between, 2005 to 2010.
Okay.
So I did some research on that.
I have no idea.
It turned out, apparently it was a town called Frutiga L.
Yeah?
Yeah, so it exactly describes what I was imagining.
Really?
Or like touching for. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like when I talk about Windows.
Uh-huh.
It's Windows Vista to Windows 7, I would say.
Well, you know, I always say when it comes to Windows, the definition of insanity we normally say is doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result. Well, with Windows, it's doing the same thing the same way and expecting the same result, because you don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I always thought that Windows was a PC trying to be Mac. You know, I don't know why they ever went with it in the first place. And they also don't trust us when it comes to Windows. There is so much of that read-only program that you can't modify it any way you want it. And don't start me on updates.
Yeah, I think I remember you talking about this before.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's going to at some point be justifiable homicide. Someone is just going to go nuts. And I understand it.
Yeah. And I think you are a Mac user, right? More like,
well,
not Windows.
I'm Mac on everything I can be. But when it comes to broadcast programs, you know, like the automation programs and stuff like that, you can't run them on Mac. In fact, you can't even run them on Linux because they have all these things where it invalidates your use of the program and all that kind of stuff. If I was young, if I was younger, I would be a Linux girl, start to finish. But I'm not. Mm. And, you know, the problem is you learn Red Hat Linux and then they say, oh, no, it's Ubuntu now. Oh, shut up. You know, I mean, it's just, but it, like I say, if I was young, Linux is the way to go. You know, I think. And it's open source.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. So what are you using?
I'm using Mac and Windows, but mainly Mac.
Mac, like, yeah. Well, are you as disappointed as I am? Now, originally, what I loved about Mac was you had the right to modify it any way you wanted. Nothing was off limits. Now, in the last decade, a lot of these OS systems are absolutely read-only, even on Mac, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, like, some of my friends complain that, but I'm not just like a programming person. I'm not just, I would say, knowledgeable about it.
Right.
Right, but, I was mainly like interested in like these, how should I say this, 3D icons and, you know,
oh, okay.
Flat design.
Oh, well, that's
nice.
Yeah,
I really like that.
No, that's nice. No, I can't speak to anything 3D or anything graphic. Now you have to talk to John because I don't see well enough to know.
Yeah.
And John knows everything about every graphics program known to man. I mean, I think we have so many of those. And of course, I just hear the word things like Photoshop and I break out in a rash.
Okay.
You know, and I hate the fact that every month when I get the credit card bills, I'm paying Adobe, a subscription service. Now, damn it, I want to buy that outright, but no, can't do that anymore. So, yeah, but no, he knows graphics. I don't. And on the other hand, he is absolutely useless at networking. And so that's where, you know, if it's something that he can't connect to, he's like, Raleigh, and I can. But if it comes to something you have to see, I can't see it. I don't know.
But, yeah, so maybe I want to talk to John.
Yeah, talk to John. Absolutely.
Yeah. He really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Windows, like, iOS, I know you don't use iPhone, but I really like the design before iOS 6.
Okay. Like, now, when you're dealing with iOS, you've got another animal entirely. I'm an OS girl. I stay away from the phones and the iPads because I don't like iOS. But I suffer through the, you know, Mac OS. and for laptops and desktops. But iOS is a different animal. And, you know, John's always got his iPhone and all that, and I just growl.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's good. Nice to know.
Yeah, yeah, but that's great. Well, if you're doing some design stuff, send me an email with some of your stuff. I want to see it. I can see it on an email.
Oh, thank you.
I'll enlarge it and take a look. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You too. Oh, man, doing graphics on iOS. I think I just got a headache. I really, it came on suddenly. All right. So it's true, though. But my hat's off to all the people who can and manage it. But Jim is in Richmond. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you for taking my call, Raleigh.
Always. How do you feel? Did you go to the doctor today?
I feel fine.
Did you go to the doctor today?
No, we didn't. Oh, okay. We didn't go today. Okay. I'll tell you why. But first off, I want to thank Karen because I'm more worried about her because the last half a dozen storms have been between her and me.
Oh,
and
wow.
That talks about a half a dozen tornadoes, and they all been north of me. So I'm more worried about her than she should be worried about me.
Wow.
And I thank her for her, you know, worrying me, but where it's been. Even the heavy snowstorms have been between her and me, you know.
But it sounds tonight like you're both doing well, so that's good news.
Right. And then number two is we didn't go today because his wife is home, and Monday he drove all the way out here to take me to see the diabetic doctor in Janesville, and then he drove back home.
Yeah.
And then he was supposed to be here at 6:30 in the morning to take me to the retina specialist, and she threw a fit because supposedly there's people coming over, doctors and stuff coming over the house, so we rescheduled till Friday.
Okay. All right.
And then Friday we go for that.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell you that my grandson is in Skokie this whole week.
Are you going to get to see him?
That's what I'm working on because I don't know what's with 40-year-old people, but they do not like to talk on the phone.
Oh, absolutely. We've talked a lot about that. People text. They don't talk.
Right. And then I have trouble with the text.
Yeah, I understand, but it's the way it is. I know. It drives me crazy, too.
Mm-hmm. And we had originally scheduled that he would, after her appointments on Friday, he would drive me out there to Skokie, and we would meet them at 5:30 for dinner.
Good.
But now that we're going to be in Skokie for my eye appointment at 9 in the morning, we're, you know, and then usually takes an hour and a half because there's so many people there at Skokie.
Sure.
And that we'd meet them for lunch.
Okay.
And then they go, we'll think about it.
Okay.
And so that's what's on there. I really want to see him, you know.
Sure.
And number two is, yes, my sister is going to come home on Friday after being in the hospital and stuff since May 11th.
Good.
And then my sister-in-law, like I said, is, you know, she's doing better. She's home and stuff. But my older sister fell on Sunday, and on her right hand, she bent all three fingers on her hand all the way back. All the way back.
So did she break them?
Well, they're saying they're broken, but here's what's funny is she can't get an orthopedic guy to see her till Monday.
Okay.
You know, and you would think you would see one right away.
Well, not, they don't consider it an emergency. So is she is she home?
Oh, she's home.
Okay.
She was 4 hours in the emergency room. She's home.
All right.
And she's got her hand in a, like the football players when they play with this club, you know.
Right, right. And they gave her some painkillers.
So, I don't know if they did or not.
Oh, they must have. Yeah.
You know, but my sister that was in the hospital is coming over to their house on Friday.
All right, very good.
You know, so I'm happy about all that kind of stuff.
Well, excellent.
And I haven't called because, you know, John was very upset with me the last time. So I haven't called, but I'm just happy that I'm really trying hard to see my grandson.
Well, good luck on that. Let us know.
Because he's going back, they're flying back on Saturday.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, good luck on that.
So, and I thank you for all the things you do for me.
All right.
And John. And Karen, don't worry about me. I'm doing fine.
Yep. You sound it. Good deal. Good report. All right. Good luck Friday. Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right. So, yeah, how frustrating. So close yet so far away when you can't get there. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Carl in Riverside and Robert in Stickney and you two coming up on WGN Radio. Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and there it is, the Crystals, Lala Brooks on lead, Then He Kissed Me, 1963 on Phyllis, and that is Jan's request from Dallas. All right, so 888-876-5593 is going to take us to Carl from Riverside. What's happening tonight, Carl?
Hey, I have to apologize to John. I think he thought I was going to get political.
Oh, no, really? All right, no. People try.
Well,
God knows.
I brought up about Brian Cole, but you know what, though? Before I get to the crux of my call, I tuned in at 11 o'clock or so. I think it was about 11:20. I said, whoa, when Frank called, you know, some people want to call and argue, I guess.
I have no idea what his point was. All I was basically saying is come in out of the rain. You know, if someone's crop dusting, don't stand under them. This is not a commentary about what I think about chemicals or anything else. It had nothing to do with that. But, you know, Frank had an agenda and he found the wrong show.
Yeah, and you gave it to him. I go, whoa.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to shut that down quickly because, you know, you can hear it. You can hear that there's a sub-discussion there that I'm not having, you know. To me, it was pretty obvious. If they're spraying something, don't stand under it, you know. It's as simple as that.
My buddy Jack had no history of cancer in his family at all. We surmised that when he was in Vietnam, he might have been... got some of that Agent Orange stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I do
We
know.
Lost him a number. He was a real good guy here in the burbs of Chicago, school teacher, and he looked like a hybrid combo of David McCallum, Rod Stewart, and one other, who was the Mork and Mindy guy?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, those three all mushed together, you know? And, great guy. He's gone now for a number of years, but, you know, that's where he was, and who knows? You know?
Yeah, well, I wasn't kidding when I said, you know, in our town they sprayed Agent Orange on us, and it's interesting because one woman, literally, it was Sunday morning, she went out to get her newspaper, and they doused her. Her entire nightgown was just covered, and she did die of cancer, but before she did, she wrote a book, and her widower wound up getting over $1 million from the government, but only under the, the requirement that he destroy all the copies of the book. I've got, by the way, I've got two. You know, they didn't go door to door, thank God. But yeah, there was no doubt that they did it. And there's a government office downtown where the other thing, unfortunately, we're downwinder country. All those nuclear tests in New Mexico, well, guess what? We're downwind of every one of them. And so they actually have a government office where if you have one of like 15 forms of cancer and can prove you were in globe on those dates, you get a check for $50,000. You know, and by the way, that doesn't begin to pay for your medical, but that's what they do. So there's a lot of places like that. So when I'm basically saying don't go outside, you know, I'm basing it on absolute knowledge, you know, don't go outside.
Yeah. Hey, I'll squeeze this in and then I'll let you go, 'cause I know news is coming up here quick, but, I actually called about, I want to see what your take was on the, Brian Kohberger.
Man, I'll tell you about this. The one other thing I'm very sad about is I really wish that the judge made part of his plea a requirement that he explained why he did it. And that wasn't a requirement, and he decided he was not going to talk. So we're not going to know. Now, in terms of how do I feel about them taking the death penalty off the table, well, you got to understand spiritually where I am. I think death would be a wonderful release, and I don't think he should have it. I think he should be rotting in hell to his dying day, and I hope it's a long life.
Yeah. Have you ever seen his eyes? They are really spooky looking.
Well,
there's like nothing there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with him. Yeah. I mean, you know, firstly, he was, he was a grad student in criminal, basically criminal justice. You know, I mean, it's really eerie what he chose as a major and what he chose to study and then what he chose to do. But I would have loved to have heard exactly what motivated that.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, right. And the judge could have made that a condition and didn't.
If he wouldn't have made a couple mistakes, they say he might have slipped.
That's absolutely true. Well, you know, let's face it. When you're dealing with murders that are not among known players, they can be very hard to solve if the perpetrator knows what they're doing. Because let's face it, who would have thought this guy? You know what I mean? It's like there was no obvious connection.
Yeah, and I guess the details are pretty brutal too.
Oh, they are.
If you're thinking maybe one little here, it's much more than that, apparently.
Oh yeah, no, it was brutal, no doubt about it. And
like beyond recognition, kind of.
Yeah.
You know,
It was obviously not good.
Well, I don't want to bring everybody down with
well,
this.
Well, worse than that, Brett is so nice. Unlike Bob, who cuts me off no matter what I'm saying, Brett patiently waits. So I blew the news. Let me go, and I'll talk to you later. All right.
Hey, thanks for staying
in
our gang. That song.
Oh, good. Okay, bye. All right. And now for that news on WGN Radio.
If I could only hold
I'm Riley James. Those are the Kings. Yeah, Bobby Hall and the Kings. Your Sweet Love, 1959 on RCA. And that was the last of Sergeant Pappy's four-pack of requests. We played the other ones earlier in the week. And I believe that John heard from Jimmy P wondering about a six-pack. I haven't forgotten you, Jimmy P. Tomorrow night, you'll hear all six of them. Yeah, we're going to play Who Do You Love by the Sapphires. I Got to Do Right by the Whispers. Pledge of a Fool, the Barons. Looking for My Baby, the Earls. Guided Missiles, the Cufflinks. And Shabba by Sheriff and the Rebels. All right, Revels. All right, whatever. All right, so yeah, you'll get them all, I promise. So there you go. It's on the list. And yeah, I'm way behind on these requests, but I always love playing Jimmy P's, of course, because our taste is quite similar. All right, but we're going to be adding to the list right now, I can tell, because Robert is in Stickney. So Robert, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you? Robert. Well, apparently he's asleep is how he is. Oh, sweet dreams, Robert. He can call back with his request next time. Let's see if Tubby's still awake on WGN Radio. Tubby. No, Tubby.
Yes.
There you are. All right.
Yes.
All right. So what's up?
First, I want to know, are you feeling better and are you sleeping
well? I'm feeling better than last week. That's for sure. But sleeping, I don't know. I think, ask me tomorrow.
Okay. I've been thinking about you and hoping you were doing better.
Well, thanks.
That's number one. And just hang in there, pace yourself. Number two, I got a musical request.
Yeah.
And it missed either Sarah or, you know, the guy. What's his name? John Mathis. Either one.
What's the song?
Misty.
Oh, Misty. Okay, so either Johnny Mathis or, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, play Misty for me. I will do that, Tubby. You betcha.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, I don't know a whole lot. I've been getting in late and missing. Oh, I just wanted to know, Jim and James and Dave and everybody, thinking about everybody, everybody.
Yeah.
And I hope everybody, you know, just hang in there. And try to enjoy the rest of summer. It's been so hot.
Well, that's it. And that makes such a difference when it is that hot. You know, I mean, it's just, believe me, and especially when you have the humidity that you've got on top of it, it's just hard. So I sure understand that.
So I got up this morning. I finally put my air conditioner in the window.
Yeah.
The first time I went to put it in, I was afraid because a bad guy in here one day. He got, you know, the screen that you have?
Yeah.
And it somehow wiggled, bent to the bottom, right in the middle. I looked up, and there was a bat in here. And, you know, the birds were in between the two buildings. So I was kind of scared to open the window. So I went, and I couldn't get the window open. Then finally I went, and I couldn't get through it. I couldn't lift up the air conditioner.
Oh, geez.
So I jumped up this morning. I said, I got to get this done. Well, I did get it done, and guess what happened? You won't believe it.
What?
The doggone handle. It went a little plastic knobs.
Oh, no.
On the air conditioner. Yeah, but guess what? I went and got my fire. I said, God, help me, Lord. You know I don't want to be in this heat. And sure enough, I had a short pair, too. I got a short and long pair. But the short pair, I was able to get it just so.
Good.
Bang. I turned it to the right, so I'm good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want people to just try to put words as much and just try to enjoy it. Because you never know when you're going to get sick.
Oh, that's for sure.
I fell three times and there wasn't no blood. I fell so hard, I shouldn't even be walking. I fell so hard.
Oh,
and,
man.
I know. I don't know. I'm good. I'm so grateful, Raleigh. You just don't know.
What's great?
At my age, I'm good. I just... You know, we all just hanging in here with you. We want you to be but one thing happens, you got somebody waiting. I want to tell you this story. If you ain't got nobody waiting. You got somebody waiting.
No, go for it.
Okay. I was watching this movie, and I really like cartography and maps and stuff. And I have a friend who always in and out. She has a daughter in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So she always keeps me up to date. I like updated new maps. Somebody maps in New York, right?
Yeah.
So one movie I was watching, U.S. Marshals, and for some reason, I don't know how he got this apartment. It was in Chicago, New York. He got to New York, and the space looked down over the you can see the, what do you call it, UN, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the iconic Pan Am, and you got the Grand Central right there. And so I went to my phone, I was looking up some. So over the years, first of all, I want to share anybody. I didn't really want to say because of the story that it's based on, but I finally did, and I said I'm going to tell you. Because it was just over the years, I had told you I had worked at Wyndham. And I was just like, I had worked at the World Trade Center before both bombings. And it really, every time I would go to the site, it would have something different. So that day, I looked up, I said, I told the, you know, the little microphone, I said both, I said the Twin Towers.
Oh.
And it came up, but guess what they did? I'm talking about after 24 years, Raleigh, seriously. Mm-hmm. Every time I would go, they didn't give me what I wanted, because when it happened, they talked about the North Tower and the South Tower. And I have a business card in my file that says One World Trade Center. That's one of the things that I've collected over the years. Business cards, matches, and I like cigar boxes. And you know what they did finally? They showed you who was on every floor. Ooh. And they put in red. I'm going to cut it off there. They put in red where the impact was. And for years, I just wondered, because so I was like about four. My friends would have been like four floors down. Mm-hmm. I do have some newspapers that I have not read yet because I just couldn't bring myself to read the New York Times from 24 years ago. But I just want to share that, because they kept saying North Tower, South Tower, and I couldn't figure out what. I just know I was at One World Trade Center, and you know they had like seven buildings down there. And the towers of the twins. And I just, blessings to all, and just keep your peace. I really hate to say it, but I couldn't, for years and years, I couldn't find out, because they kept saying North Tower, South Tower. They didn't say one and two, the buildings. That's in the news. So anyway, I just found that out. What a relief that was. That was like on day before yesterday. So anyway, it was something important to me to find out. Every floor, they told you what business was on every floor, finally, after all these years. Anyway, bless you.
Well, good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for letting me share that little tidbit. I really didn't want to bring up that issue, that subject, but it was just really important because they kept saying, I'm not from New York, north, south, north and south.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. All I knew was One World Trade Center. Okay, one. Another one they just called, the other tower. Okay. All right, baby. Bless you. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. And Robert is calling back. All right, Robert, you're still with us.
Yeah, I was just concerned about my battery. I've got the old, I've got the senior special. Senior special, the flip 2 phone.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. And I just have a request. I can't remember who originally did it. It was a little sad but a beautiful song, Just Out of Reach of My Two Empty Arms.
Oh, my. I know the song.
Oh, but yeah, it sounds like you don't care for it.
No, that's fine. Absolutely. I'm just trying to think of the artist. Yes. It's driving me crazy. And that's happening more and more lately. I've talked to John about it. You know, records that I have that I can see in my mind, it's like, oh, no. So that's a well-known record. So that'll drive me crazy.
Yeah, that's happening to me, too. Yeah, it's happening to me, too, with the artists.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, it happens. Yeah,
exactly. And, Percy Sledge. Percy Sledge. That's who did that.
Oh, Percy Sledge. Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
All right. So I know I've got that. Got that as a single. So I will absolutely. And Solomon Burke did it also. But Percy Sledge is the version.
Yeah, I thought a couple of artists did it.
Yeah, they did. Like I say, I know Solomon Burke had it, but... Percy Sledge. All right, so betcha. And that song is old, so
I was gonna say it's been around a long time.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do it to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. I promised Nick we'd play Agent 00 Soul, so we'll do that next. And I haven't forgotten about Jimmy P's six-pack. He'll get them all tomorrow night. Carl wanted Highway 101 to Herb Alpert. He'll be getting that. And Herb and Elgin wanted Lou Rawls' One Life to Live. And I can get rid of Sergeant Pappy now, Your Sweet Love, because we played it. All right, good deal. So, yeah, I'd say before the year is out, we'll get to all of these, and happy to take them. So 888-876-5593 if you would like the final words tonight. Otherwise, I'll find something to prattle on about, but be much better hearing from you on WGN Radio.
I dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. Continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00 Soul. I don't wear a false mustache, and you never see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, absolutely, it is Edwin Starr, Agent 00 Soul, don't you know? And yeah, it's a pre-Motown. That's when he was on Rictic. Rictic was a great little label, and that was one of Eddie Wingate's labels. He had Golden World, and he owned that with Joanne Breton. And actually, the label was named after Joanne's son, sadly, who had died very young. I think he was 11 years old. And he was Eric, and they called him Ricky or Rictic. And so there it was, RICTIC, Rictic. And I'll tell you what, Ed Wingate drove Berry Gordy crazy because he was having hits, and he was in Detroit, and it wasn't on Motown. And eventually, it was like 1968, he gave Ed $1 million for the artists on the roster. And I don't know that he bought the labels, but he bought the artists. And Edwin Starr was, of course, one of them, though I think that might have happened even before that transaction occurred. But it was interesting because Northern Soul, that we've talked a lot about in Great Britain, a lot of those songs were by artists on Rictic. And Edwin Starr was not the biggest selling act on Rictic, which most people think here. It was actually the Fantastic Four. And they outsold Edwin Starr in the U.S. And like Starr, they continued to record under Motown when Rictic was absorbed for Edwin Starr. It was Gordy. In any event, the Detroit Emeralds had just moved to Detroit and added the name Detroit to the Emeralds. And they were briefly on Rictic. They had their first charter on Rictic, Showtime, in 1967. Then they went to Westbound. And of course, that's where the big hits happened for them. But yeah, happy to play anything on Rictic. One of my favorite little labels, that and Golden World. So, yeah. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And So Joanne Bratton was interesting too. Maybe one night we'll talk about her. Tomorrow night we've got a full 3 hours. I know you're looking forward to that. Well, Jimmy P's six pack, but also whatever else is on your mind. And, you know, I go through email when I can. There's far too much of it. But I see all the offers from publicists. Oh, those oh so helpful people wanting to get people on the radio. And I don't think that many of them know about this show, thank God. But, you know, they know about the radio stations I own, and so I'm always pitched on Arizona Stories. And, you know, every now and then I'll see one where I'm thinking to myself, what are these people thinking? What could they possibly be thinking? And in this case, here it is. It was a study that showed walking was a good cure for depression. If not a cure, it would alleviate the symptoms, walking. So this was a study of Arizona residents most willing to walk for depression or walk away from depression, either way. And I'm thinking to myself, it's 122 degrees last week. It's about 110 this week. Come on. And they're saying Gilbert, Oro Valley, and Sedona residents are most willing to walk in Arizona. They're not depressed. They're crazy. They're absolutely out of their mind. And, apparently one of the JAMA publications showed that walking 1,000 extra steps a day slashes your risk of depression by 9%. 9%? You're about 99% likely to get heat stroke. What are you people thinking? So I don't know, but there you have it. And if you're wondering, they did this nationwide, and they gave me the top 10. Fortunately, none of the top 10 were in Arizona, although one of them was in St. Petersburg. That was scary. But Post Falls, Idaho, number one place for walkers, followed by Dayton, Nevada. Can you find that on a map? Plano, Texas, Bella Vista, Arkansas, and Paragould, Arkansas. Loveland, Colorado. I've heard all about Loveland. Norwalk, Connecticut. Newark, Delaware. Now, not Newark, Newark, Delaware. St. Pete Beach in Florida and Marion in Iowa. And so, but they are saying that in three cities in Arizona, they are prepared to walk. No, they're absolutely, absolutely crazy. So they did this quiz, and they also wanted to know why people didn't walk. Now, you would normally say, well, they're in Arizona. They'll say, because it's too damn hot. Nope, not on the list. Lack of motivation, physical limitations. And 10% said nothing was stopping them. They're just not doing it. I like that answer. Yeah, that's the only one where I said, yes, absolutely. You don't need an answer. Sit down. All right. Yes, indeed. And so 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene. We thank Brett for keeping us on the air and being oh so polite when he should have just completely run over me. That was very nice. And we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. So please do it again tomorrow night right here. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.